Have you ever wondered why that perfect first date turned into years of the same exhausting arguments? Why the person who once made your heart race now makes your blood boil? Here's the unsettling truth. You didn't accidentally fall in love with the wrong person. Your unconscious mind chose them with laser precision, selecting someone uniquely equipped to reopen your oldest emotional wounds. This isn't a cruel joke. It's actually your psyche's attempt at healing, though it rarely feels that way when you're fighting about whose turn it is to do the dishes for the third time this week. We enter relationships carrying invisible scars from childhood, and our brains maintain a detailed composite image, an imago, of the people who shaped us earliest. This template includes everything from your mother's tone of voice to your father's emotional availability. When you meet someone who matches this blueprint, your old brain lights up with recognition, flooding you with dopamine and creating that intoxicating feeling we call falling in love. The quiet partner reminds you of your distant father. The critical spouse echoes your demanding mother. We're drawn to the familiar, even when the familiar once hurt us, because our unconscious believes, "This time I can get it right." Romantic love creates an altered state of consciousness more powerful than most drugs. Colors seem brighter, problems feel manageable, and suddenly you're the kind of person who writes poetry or stays up all night talking. Your brain releases a cocktail of dopamine, norepinephrine, and oxytocin that makes you feel whole, complete, and utterly convinced you found your soulmate. For a brief, glorious period, your partner seems to instinctively know exactly what you need. They offer the affection your parents withheld, the freedom your family denied, the validation you've craved since childhood. But this paradise rests on denial. Like Psyche gazing at Eros by lamplight only to watch him flee, the moment we truly see our partner, flaws and all, the castle of illusion crumbles. The romantic phase serves a crucial evolutionary purpose. It gets us to commit before we realize what we've signed up for. Because here's what romantic love obscures. The very traits that initially attracted you will eventually drive you crazy. The spontaneous partner becomes irresponsible. The strong, silent type turns emotionally unavailable. The passionate one now seems volatile. These aren't different people. You're just seeing them clearly for the first time, and your old brain is panicking because they're starting to act exactly like the parents who wounded you. The power struggle erupts after commitment, moving in together, marriage, or children. Playful courtship ends and wounded children emerge, demanding their needs be met without reciprocation. You think, "I married the wrong person." The devastating truth? Your partner won't heal your childhood wounds. They recreate them. The withdrawing husband triggers his wife's abandonment by her distant father. The critical wife reactivates her husband's shame from his demanding mother. These patterns fall into two categories. Minimizers, turtles, retreat when threatened, shutting down emotionally. Maximizers, hailstorms, intensify their expression, pursuing with increasing urgency. These opposites consistently marry each other. The turtle's withdrawal confirms the hailstorm's terror of abandonment. The hailstorm's intensity validates the turtle's belief that emotional expression is dangerous. Each defensive response proves the other's worst assumptions about relationships. Your complaints reveal more about you than your partner. "You never listen to me" voices a childhood plea for being heard. "You're so selfish" might express your own repressed need to prioritize yourself, abandoned to become the good child. We criticize in others what we've disowned in ourselves, projecting onto partners the traits we removed from our awareness to survive childhood. The revolutionary approach converts complaints into specific requests. Instead of "you never show affection," try "would you hold my hand when we watch TV together?" Rather than "you're always working," ask "could we have dinner together 3 nights this week without phones?" This shift makes your childhood needs visible and gives your partner concrete ways to meet them. When they honor these requests, something remarkable happens. Meeting your need often awakens their own repressed version of that same need, creating two-way healing. The husband who learns to offer physical affection discovers his own buried longing for touch. This reciprocal awakening transforms the relationship from battleground into mutual healing space. The Imago Dialogue has three steps: mirror what your partner says, validate their perspective, and empathize with their feelings. When your partner criticizes you for burning breakfast and you respond with, "So you're upset about the waffles? Did I get that right?" instead of defending yourself, something shifts. You're no longer adversaries. Mirroring communicates, "I see you as separate from me, with your own valid experience." Validating acknowledges that two different realities can coexist. What you're saying makes sense, even if I see things differently. Empathizing touches the emotional core. I imagine you feel hurt when I forget our plans. Practiced regularly, this dialogue rewires your brain. Childhood pain created neural pathways that strengthen with repeated wounding, intensifying your reactions. But neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to form new pathways, means you can create different patterns. When your partner consistently mirrors, validates, and empathizes, new neural pathways form that associate them with safety rather than threat. Your old brain gradually reclassifies them from danger to source of comfort. This isn't just improved communication, it's biological transformation. The hardest truth? What you want most from your partner is precisely what they're least able to give. You chose someone whose limitations mirror your parents' limitations. The withdrawn husband can't spontaneously offer emotional intimacy because he learned to survive by shutting down. The critical wife struggles to provide unconditional acceptance because she internalized conditional love. The solution isn't finding a different partner, it's becoming the person your current partner needs. If you're a turtle, healing your hailstorm partner means staying present during their emotional storms instead of withdrawing. If you're a hailstorm, healing your turtle partner means giving them space without interpreting it as abandonment. This stretching feels terrifying because it requires embracing the very traits you've spent a lifetime repressing, your lost self. Yet when you deliberately meet your partner's needs, your unconscious mind experiences it as self-directed care, healing both of you simultaneously. The husband who learns to offer emotional presence discovers his own repressed need for connection. The wife who gives her husband space finds her own denied need for autonomy. You're reclaiming parts of yourself that were amputated in childhood, recovering the wholeness that makes genuine intimacy possible. Creating lasting love requires eliminating all negativity, not just yelling or insults, but eye rolls, dismissive tones, helpful criticism, silent treatment, even negative thoughts. Negativity signals you're not okay as you are, rejecting your partner's fundamental otherness and making vulnerability impossible. The alternative is flooding the space between with caring behaviors, fun, and surprises, artificially reconstructing romantic love through deliberate action. List specific ways your partner can please you, then commit to performing several daily, regardless of your feelings. This works because your old brain reclassifies your partner as nurturer rather than threat. Consistent caring behaviors, bringing coffee in bed, leaving love notes, initiating their favorite activities, create a positive feedback loop. Your partner feels safer, becomes more responsive, which makes you feel more generous, replacing the downward spiral of negativity with an upward spiral of connection. Your relationship struggles because you're both healing childhood wounds without a map. Your partner mirrors everything you've denied since childhood. Moving from unconscious to conscious partnership requires commitment when you want to flee, vulnerability when you want to defend, and generosity when you feel depleted. This difficulty rewires neural pathways carved by childhood pain, helping you reclaim lost parts of yourself and love someone as they are rather than as you need them to be. The promise isn't perpetual bliss. It's being truly seen, safely held, and unconditionally accepted. When you commit to becoming your partner's healer, mirroring their reality, validating their experience, stretching to meet their needs, you transform yourself, recovering the wholeness you've sought elsewhere. The love you've always wanted isn't out there. It's here, in the daily choice to show up for the wounded person beside you.